Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds, and I'm so glad you're tuning in. Man, it's been a long time, and there's no better time to start than this new year, 2023. That's going to be the title of this Jumpstart podcast, 2023. I know there's so many motivational podcasts out there that want to get you started in the right way in 2023, but I got to tell you, there's only one way to really get started. There's only one thing that you can really do on a consistent basis to have perfect peace. And that's to have your mind continually stayed on God. To be in His Word, to be in prayer, to be just to be enveloped in His presence, to be walking in His presence, to be... Just to know that you know that you know. That may sound trivial and easy, but that's just it. 2023 needs to be a year of perfect peace. Perfect peace. No matter what's going on or in your life, your mind is stayed on the Lord, so you're in perfect peace. I hope this podcast challenges you, blesses you, inspires you, uplifts you, and I hope it jumpstarts your day. I hope it jumpstarts your year. I think people, for the most part, they choose chaos. They choose confusion. They choose a life of just problems. They pick bad people as friends. They hang around family members that want nothing but chaos in the relationship, and have some, you ask them how they're doing, and they run down a laundry list of things that are wrong. In 2023, we can't be in perfect peace if we're so focused on the things of this world, television, the news, Dr. Fauci, the vaccine, do you got your mask on? You need to be focused on that Word. You need to be quoting Bible promises and standing on the promises of God. You need to be ready to give an account for why you believe what you believe. Because how many of you know out there, there's a lot of people that are struggling. There's a lot of people that are searching. And how many places can you go to find every answer? One. That's the Bible. Everything you're searching for is in the Bible. Everything. You're not smarter than God, but He, His Holy Spirit, can take you to levels that you never thought were possible. But you got to have your mind and your heart stayed on Him. The Bible says that if you meditate on the Word day and night, then and only then, I believe that's Joshua 1:8, then and only then will you be prosperous and successful. We search for success in our jobs, and we search for success in fame and fortune. And what a joke that is. When it comes to the reality of what you're building your life upon, what is it? What is it? Is it the sand of the world, or is it the rock of Jesus? I've been doing this Jumpstart podcast for quite a while. Some of you that are listening, you know exactly what to expect when you tune in. So many Christians out there are living broke, busted, and disgusted. And when I say broke, I'm not necessarily talking about financial. I'm talking about broke spiritually. I'm talking about hunger. You're suffering from starvation and anorexia and bulimia because you're not eating the Word of God. So you're hungry, but you don't even know what it is you're hungry for. If you would just get hungry for the Word, you'd live a life of perfect peace. In His presence, there is fullness of joy. How often are you in His presence? How often are you seeking God? The Bible says that if you knock, the door will be open. That if you seek, you will find. And that if you ask, it will be given. The Bible also says that we have not because we ask not. But when we ask with selfish motives. Selfish motives, worldly motives, carnal motives. We ask to be blessed so we can hoard our blessing and not be a blessing to others. 2023 needs to be a year of living in perfect peace. You will be kept in perfect peace when your mind is stayed on the Lord. But people love the chaos, don't they? They love the drama. If there's not something going wrong in their life, there's something wrong with their life. They can't handle it. Can you imagine waking up and actually being content? Can you imagine not worrying about bills? I'm not saying being lazy and not doing anything to try to make your situation better, but being worried where you toss and turn at night. The Bible says you will be kept in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on the Lord and not on your bills. Can you imagine you get a doctor's report that's bad and you look at the doctor and you say, that's okay, because the Bible says by his stripes I was healed. And the Bible says, do not forget all of his benefits, who heals all of our sickness and all of our disease. But we get distracted. We deviate from the plan. We deviate from the word. We start watching the news and the lies of these people that are on the news, the lies of these politicians, the lies of these doctors that are trying to convince me and you that you need something else other than God to not only be healthy, but be happy. There is an exception to every case. But that exception always goes back to the fact that if all we have is God, he is all we really need. If all we have is Jesus, he is all we really need. How did Paul write from prison, being beaten and whipped? How did they sing praises at the midnight hour in jail after being whipped and beaten? Because their mind was stayed on the Lord. Do you think the times here in the United States are going to stay like they are? If you do, you're seriously mistaken. My friends, we have to start right now getting into that word we have to start getting into that word because it's spiritual food to survive. It's spiritual food to thrive. It's spiritual food to succeed and have success, not in a worldly way, but in a godly way. A worldly way says, look at me. A godly way says, give God the glory, give God the praise. Because when you step out and God gives you a platform and you do have success in the world, we should point to God, not ourselves and not the world. Everything that I have is a blessing from God. Everything that I have. The fact that I'm talking right now is a blessing from God. The fact that I'm breathing right now is a gift from God. How could we think that we're responsible for anything? We buy our own press and we try to sell it, and it's a big joke. My encouragement for you this year, every day of this year, get in the Word, get in the Word, get in the Word, get in the presence of God. Dwell in the shadow of the Almighty. Abide in the vine. When you abide in the vine, you thrive. You bloom. You bloom right where you are. You will be kept in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on the Lord. Is your mind stayed on the Lord? Let that be your New Year's resolution. Because if you got perfect peace, I have to believe that all things fall right into place. Yes, you'll have times of trouble. But if you're in perfect peace during those troubled times, God will walk you right through it. Thank you for listening. Happy New Year. Let's make it the best year yet, and let's point to God in our successes. Let's point to God when we're struggling. Let's seek after God. Let's live and enjoy and be content in His presence.